Hi, everyone. Russ Thomas here from RST Coaching Academy. Welcome to a new episode of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Good morning, everybody in internet land. This here is Russ again coming to you from RST Coaching Academy, sponsor and host of Money Talks, where we talk about money and how to make more of it. Today, I have a special guest with me. His name is Javier Montez. He's from Miami, Florida. I'm not necessarily going to call him as a businessman per se, but he is in the business of helping dads be better dads with their families, with their children. And so I've asked him on today, and he's going to present a presentation that he actually does publicly from stages. And so this is his opportunity to dazzle me and dazzle you, our audience, with his presentation, and hopefully grip your heart into thinking you need to do some things to be a better father, a better husband, a better person. So without further ado, here is Javier, and welcome aboard, Javier, and just I'm going to turn it over to you and let you talk, and we'll follow up at the end. All right, so have at it, pal.
Awesome, Russ. Thank you for the wonderful, warm introduction. I appreciate you having me. As always, it's an honor to be here. I do want to tell you and just tell everybody, yeah, most of my life I've been an entrepreneur. So I come a lot from the business world. I feel a lot what a lot of probably your listeners are have gone through and what they're feeling. So I want them all to know that I've been where you're at, struggled with money, had my ups and my downs. So today I'm hoping to share a little bit of my story. I also like to bring value whenever I come as a guest to any show. So I want to share today a few tips that anyone can implement to really start bettering your life over the next 60 days. So we'll jump right into it. Let me just bring up a slideshow here that I have prepared for you. This will help here bring some visuals so whoever can watch this online can actually see the slides. And this, let me just get my tech set up here. All right. Perfect. So, and Russ, if you have any questions, just write them down. And at the end, you know, maybe we'll get to them so I can clarify any points that I may have missed. So I'm going to go really quickly, try to cover as much as I can in as quickly as period of time I can. So we'll start. We'll dive right into it. So my story. So for me, it was back in 2016, coming up really early morning, another early groggy morning that I always had. I was brushing my teeth, and that particular day, as I was brushing my teeth, my half eyes half closed, I felt toothpaste kind of just drip down my face and landed on my shirt. And I thought to myself, oh, that's kind of odd. So I looked up at the mirror, and when I looked up at the mirror, I realized that the entire right side of my face was paralyzed. Immediately, first thought that came to my mind was, oh my God, I'm having a stroke. So I ran quickly over to wake up my wife, and I was like, oh my God, you need to take me to the hospital, right? So I had felt this cold, I don't know, fear of dying, I guess, race through my veins. And we rushed to the emergency room, and, you know, all kinds of tests going on, right? So they're rushing me like, oh my God, let's do a blood test, check his heart, let's do a brain test. And, you know, I waited there anxiously for a while. And finally, the doctor came in and said, well, Javier, I have some good news and I have some bad news. I was like, okay, here we go. So the good news is you're not having a stroke. I was like, oh, that's great. The bad news is you have something called Bell's palsy. And I thought to myself, Bell's palsy? What in the world is that? So if you look on the screen here, I showed back, this is me in July of 2016 before this incident. And just a few weeks later, I remember we celebrated my wife's birthday. And this is what Bell's palsy does to somebody. So you'll see right there a few weeks later, August 2016, that's me and my daughters. I hadn't quite learned how to really smile or hide it, so I kind of looked a little weird. A few weeks later, I got a little better, so I was in September of 2016. But I'm going to take you back to the emergency room, and the doctor went on to tell me, well, for this Bell's palsy, there is no treatment for it. Kind of just goes away on its own. And there is a 30% chance that your facial paralysis will never make a full recovery back to normal. So naturally, my next question to him was, all right, well, what caused this on me? Like, how in the world did I get this strange thing that I've never heard of? And he tells me, he says, Javier, well, we don't really know what causes this, but we do know that it's triggered by high levels of stress. Stress? I wasn't stressed. I mean, I had seen all my life what stressed out people look like, and I definitely was not one of them. Or was I? So when I got home that day, I got on my computer and I said, you know what? Let me just look up what are some of these symptoms of stress. So I got on Google and I punched in symptoms of high stress. And here are the things that came out. So being irritable or angry, overwhelmed, anxious, racing thoughts that you can't switch off, lost your sense of humor, lonely, trouble sleeping, tension or pressure around the neck, weight gain and high cortisol levels. And like many of you here, I was experiencing pretty much all of these. Right? Think about this for yourself. How about you? Look at this list. Are you feeling any of these recently? You see, the thing was, like probably you, I didn't feel any different, and definitely I didn't feel sick. This was just my normal business entrepreneurial life. So I sat there quietly staring at the screen and I began to reflect a little bit and take inventory of my life. And I broke it down in three main areas. We'll start first with financially. So I was working as hard as I could. I've always been raised as a hard worker and I was trying to provide the best I could for my family, but it always felt like there was, too much month at the end of every paycheck, if you kind of know what I mean. 0% promotional credit card offers always seem to come in at the right time to give me like just enough breathing room to get through whatever current financial pinch I was going through, trying to meet payroll and trying to, juggle all these things. Physically, well, on this particular day, I all of a sudden realized and came to terms with that I was rocking the official dad bod, right? Sure, I didn't have the same body that I had in high school, but I was going to get back into the gym and start working out again as soon as, well, I guess I'd been saying that to myself for a few months, maybe a few years now. So I was always kind of sluggish and tired. So Red Bulls were kind of a daily occurrence for me. My wife used to call it, oh boy, here we go again, breakfast of champions. And, dealing with my stress and my normal stuff, Costco packs of ibuprofen were a necessity in my house. I got headaches maybe about 3 to 4 times each week. And of course, I was always, wired up on Red Bull and kind of like dealing with all the stuff I had to deal with. I had trouble sleeping, so Advil PMs was also part of my daily routine. And then I said, well, let me take a look at my relationships. I mean, I had a few friends, but they'd become more like acquaintances now, right? I mean, I figured everybody was just busy like me, new dad, trying to do the dad thing. So everybody's busy. And of course, I didn't have time for them. So I wasn't really being a good friend either. So I kind of looked at my relationship with my wife and I realized I really didn't know much of what was going on in my wife's life or how she was feeling, really feeling. I just honestly didn't have much more brain space left to have any deep, meaningful conversations with her. Our conversations, if I remember correctly, they usually only revolved around what school functions, doctor's appointments, birthday parties, and planning our next vacation to, get away from it all. And it kind of hit me at that time. Think about that for a second, right? How about you? Do you know what's going on in your wife's world right now? Do you know what she's currently most looking forward to? Is there something that's maybe worrying her? How about your kids? What's going on in their world? So reflecting on all of this, I kind of thought, I said, well, maybe it is possible that I may be a bit stressed. But more importantly, I all of a sudden found myself not feeling so proud of the life that I was living. But honestly, I didn't think there was much that I could do. I just had to be strong and keep pushing forward and keep it all together for my family. Now, course, a few weeks later, I was back to my busy work, normal life, right? And I was trying to finish up some work at my house that I had brought home again. And my two older daughters were bickering about something right back here in this couch behind me. And of course, I was trying to get my work. They were back and forth and being, just distracting me. And I remember I jumped out of my chair and I screamed at them like such a monster that came out of me. Something I'd never really felt before. It was an anger, and I scared the life out of them. And I remember for the next 3 days, I ended up feeling so guilty that I cried myself to sleep. And at that point, I knew something had to change. A change needed to be made. And I kept thinking about an Einstein quote that we all probably heard before, right? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And I said, well, I don't really know what to do or what to change, right? I know I needed to change, but how? Like, where would I begin? My pride, honestly, was too big to ask anybody for help. And I didn't want to seem weak to my wife because I am the man of the house and I'm supposed to be keeping this foundation strong. So I decided I was going to start reading books. And I began reading books, lots and lots of books, looking for help. I spent the next probably 2 years just with my head in books again, pushing through all of this. And this is kind of the path, and I'm going to go through this very quickly of some of the tidbits and what took me down this path of books and learning and hearing other people's experiences. So the first thing that I learned in these books was that a common theme was that the path to happiness and leading a very happy and healthy life all revolved around this big D word, and it was a word that I thought I had. It was called discipline. And so I had discipline in my head, and I said, man, let me just keep diving a little more. And how can I build discipline and looking for ways to build discipline in these books? And that led me to another book that said, well, the best way to build discipline is to challenge yourself to break some limiting beliefs that you have. And I couldn't really quite figure out what limiting beliefs I had. I thought maybe I didn't have any, but there was one that I thought of that came to mind. And it was actually, I always thought that I was just not meant for running long distances. I was a fast sprinter and I could always outrun anybody in a race, but I was never one of those, running guys doing those 5Ks, getting medals. In fact, at 36 years old, I had never in my entire life run a complete mile without stopping and walking some portion of it. And I thought to myself, I wonder if I could really, if I tried, can I break this and actually do a mile without walking? So I said, all right, that's what I'm gonna do. When I set that goal, I said, I'm gonna train myself to do a mile without walking. And that led me to another book. And this other book is one by our friend Mr. Grant Cardone. And in that book, I learned that, you should 10x your goals. And if you want to lead a real meaningful life, you need to 10x your goals. And I said, man, I'm already trying to figure out how to run a mile. How am I going to 10x this? But I was inspired, I was motivated, and I said, all right, I'm going to run a marathon. So in my head, of course, this was something that was super impossible, right? I said, I don't know how in the world I'm going to do this, but I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this. So the next morning I got up out of bed and I put on my shoes, put on some sports clothes on, and I went outside and I said, I'm going to try to run around my neighborhood and I'm going to see how far I can get and see if I can do this mile. So I got up and I hustled out, and I remember I ran exactly 8 house lengths down where I just was gassed. I mean, I was completely out of air, just 8 houses. And I looked at myself and I said, man, this is going to be really impossible. But I made a commitment to myself that day. I said, every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to add one more house length. And if I do this every day, eventually I'm going to get to a point where I can do a mile. So the next day I got up and I ran 9 house lengths. And the next day I ran 10. And I kept on and on and on. Fast forward 5.5 years later, I did the impossible and I completed a full 26.2 mile marathon. See a picture of me and my dad that day. Just something that, again, just not me, completely shattered this limiting belief. And all of a sudden, I became known around my friends and family and people who knew me as, oh, yeah, you're a professional runner. And now I became this other person. What's important and interesting about the story, and I share the story, is that during that time, while I was chasing and running, I learned, I changed, and I grew so much that I became an entirely different person. The discipline that I developed while running towards this marathon poured into every other area of my life. Financially, I learned and made drastic changes with my money and how to handle it. I ended up paying off my house, and I've now reached financial freedom for my family. Physically, I got into the best physical shape of my life. And I have an abundance of energy. I feel 10 times more confident, and I'm proud of my body and my health. My headaches, they've completely disappeared, and I haven't taken one single Advil in 2 years. My relationships, well, my wife and I are the deepest in love that we've ever been, and my kids wholeheartedly feel, and they will tell you, that they have the best dad in the world. Most importantly, today I feel happy and blessed to be enjoying my life every single day. Now, my buddies always bust my chops with these pictures, right? They're like, "Ah, Javier, did you Photoshop that picture?" Right? And I said, "No, it's actually not Photoshop. My wife took that picture right here in my dining room. One day when it was raining, I was working out inside the house, and I tell them, always joking around, no, that's actually me. That's my real body, and yes, that's my family down there. They're not Photoshopped either. They actually do love me." So, you see, the thing is that I believe that the next generation, our kids, they need every single father to learn how to protect and provide for their family without having to sacrifice their own health and happiness. As part of my life's mission, I've helped hardworking fathers just like you that's listening to this right now. I've helped them speed up their financial goals and improve their health, all while creating more time with their wife and kids so they can get back to enjoying life again. And so, in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to teach you three of the most important lessons that I learned during those 5.5 years. First thing we're going to talk about is the money strategy that the rich use to reach for financial freedom. I'm also going to teach you the most effective way to overcome the obstacles or maybe bad habits that are currently holding you back from this. And three, we're going to talk about the major keys into getting back into a healthy exercise routine. You ready, Russ? All right, let's do it. We'll go quick now. So the first thing I want to talk about is the poor money strategy, right? I talk about the poor money, and it's what I learned. It's what I was taught. Most of the men I work with, this is the formula they were taught too, right? It might sound familiar. So the formula is you go to work and you earn money. With that money, you pay your bills. Make sure the bills are always paid on time because credit's the most important thing, and you need to make sure you keep your credit standing positive. And whatever's left over, you grab that money and you save it so that one day, hopefully, you can retire off of that. Now, sounds like a good formula. As you go through life, you realize that this doesn't work. It doesn't work for one reason, right? There's usually nothing left over to save. And the problem with this formula is that it does not prioritize saving money. See, the rich, they teach their kids something completely different. The rich teach their kids that they go to work and earn money. The very first thing that they need to do when they earn some money is put some money away in savings. And then with whatever's left over, they pay their bills. Now, what this formula does is this formula prioritizes saving and creating something that I call a family financial freedom fund. You teach your kids that the most important thing is to create, nurture, and grow this family freedom fund. Why? Well, because to be financially independent, your money needs to be working harder than you work. That's the premise of this. You see, the rich teach their kids that the first thing you always do is make sure you contribute to this fund, because this is what's going to pay you again and again and again for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter if you can't pay your electric bill, doesn't matter if you can't pay your cell phone, doesn't matter if they repo your car, your credit's not important, but the most important thing is to make sure that you never stop contributing to this nest egg, this freedom fund that's going to give you the freedom and life that you want. Now, why is this so hard? Well, it's so hard because, number one, most of us are living past our means, right? So most of the men I work with and I ask them, where does it all go? They really don't know. They have no idea. So I ended up creating a tool I call the My Money Flow Worksheet, where it helps men understand where all of this goes. And once you understand where the money's going, you understand that it's very easy to get $100 and start putting it away to this fund. It's very easy to grab $200-$300 from every paycheck and put it away. I mean, we spend that just on a date with you and your wife. You go out to eat anywhere right now and it's not costing you under $200. So if you grab that once every 2 weeks from when your paycheck comes in and you put it away, I mean, do you know the amount of money that can grow to for your family, right? I mean, there's a simple formula, and I call it the simplest path to $1 million, right? Put money into the S&P 500, which has given an annual average return of 10% since its inception. I mean, pretty straightforward, 10% money. You grab $10,000, put it in there today. Every time you get paid biweekly, you grab $200, very simple to do, and put it into this S&P fund that you continue to grow. In 30 years, you're going to have $1 million. Now, 30 years might sound like a lot, but we're working for much more than that. Most of the men I work with are more than 30 years. Most of the men have young kids. By the time their kids are 30, if you can gift them $1 million, I mean, that is an incredible gift. And you set your kids up for success in the rest of their lives. Aside from that, the rich, we always say that the rich get richer, right? And it's because they teach their kids to live off the growth of this money, off this nest egg, and never touch the principal. So this money gets handed down generation after generation after generation. And that's where the power of compounding comes in. So Warren Buffett was interviewed one time, and this is one of my favorite interviews. And they asked him, listen, you've come from nothing and you've developed billions of dollars. Like, how did you do it? And he said, well, I invested money and, you know, put it away. And these companies grew up over long periods of time. And they said, no, there's got to be a secret. Like, that's too simple, right? If that was so simple, why doesn't everybody do it? And his answer is where the lesson lies. His answer to that question was, people don't do it because nobody wants to get rich slow. Nobody wants to get rich slow. And that's the key, right? We need to use time as our friend. We need to use it as our benefit and allow our money to grow and compound. The reason why most people don't do this is because they think that the $200 coming out of my paycheck is not going to make a difference in my lifestyle. It's not going to change anything for me. But this is just 1 million. I mean, what if that 200 was 300? What if you had a little bit bigger check and you were contributing 500 every 2 weeks? What if when you got a bonus, maybe every quarter at the end of every year, you put in a couple grand? What could this be? 2 million, 3 million, 5 million? This is very simple. So the action item I want to give all our listeners right now, action item number one, open up a new online bank account. And I say online because you don't want to be tempted to go and touch this money whenever you have your first little crisis or first little emergency, right? You don't want to have it at a local bank where you can just go walk up to the teller and pull out the money. You want to have an online bank where it will take you at least 2 days for that money to come to you. You have to request it and come to you. An online bank stops you from being tempted to access that money when you need it on a whim. So open up a new online bank account tonight. If you're listening to this, do it today. Go online. I recommend American Express. They have a great bank account, no minimums. They pay like a pretty high yield right now. So American Express has a really easy checking account. Open that up. Set up your minimum deposit right now, whatever they require, and then set up, most important part, a weekly or biweekly deposit for you that will be automatic. You set it and forget it. If you think you can't afford it right now, start with something simple as just 1% or $25. Whatever's super simple for you, you said, you know what? I really feel like I can't afford it, but I'm going to do just something. Start with that. Over time, as you realize that you don't even feel that and you've learned to live your life without that little bit, increase that amount over time. Maybe 2%, maybe get to 5%, little by little. And you will begin creating this family freedom fund for your family, and you'll do it today. Let's get to number two. So how do we hack to overcome our bad habits? Well, the secret to this that I like to teach my students is control your influences. You become who you hang around. So what does that mean? Think about right now, think about the five people that you spend the majority of your time with. Your present results that you've achieved, that you have right now, are typically an average of those five people. For example, as you're thinking about those five people, think about their body structure. What's their body look like? Do they have a muscular body? Are they overweight? Are they average build? Are they thin? Your body is probably very comparable to theirs. Now, think about, are they frequent drinkers or smokers? Think about their income. You see, usually most of my clients, the average income of those five persons is what you're currently making right now. Are they happy and positive people, or are they usually unhappy and complaining about life? Do they have a happy marriage, or are they constantly struggling with relationships? How's their relationship with their kids? Advice that I took from my mentor, and I want to share with you today, is he told me, Javier, the easiest thing to get whatever you want in life is to find people who have what you want, do what they do, and you'll get what they got. I'll repeat that again. Find people who have what you want, do what they do, and you'll get what they got. The simplest thing that I ever heard, I said, wow, this is incredible. It's powerful. You see, we're always trying to reinvent the wheel and find our own path and be trailblazers to do it different. Why? Why do we have to do that? When we have influences, we have mentors, we have people around us who already have what we want, and all we have to do is kind of mirror what they're doing. Action item number two on this one, okay? Take inventory of the five people that you spend the most time with. Okay. Again, try to do this after you listen to this. Now, here comes the hard part. You need to really, truly, wholeheartedly look inside and decide, are these people affecting me in the way that I want? And
Yeah.
if not, you need to start making adjustments in the time that you're spending with them. So, whatever those five people are that you're spending the most time with, there may be somebody that you need to start spending less time with. And replace it with somebody who has the right habits that you want to incorporate in your life. If you can't find and you don't have those people around you, then start looking for groups or organizations that you find that might have men on the same path as you. Maybe some, faith groups, maybe some youth groups, whatever it may be. Find other groups where you can have these people join your top five in your life. You can also do what I did, which is one of the things I recommend to any of my students, is fast track your progress by hiring a coach or an expert, somebody who's been there and done that and is willing to teach you what is the shortcut, what pitfalls to avoid. This is the quickest way to get there. Yeah, it's going to cost you some money, but you're going to speed your way and fast track all the way there to exactly the results that you want. And you're going to avoid all the pitfalls. Save yourself time and money and get the results that you want by hiring a coach or an expert. Now, before we move on to number three, I want to take a quick pause to move our body a bit. We've been here for a little bit. So, Russ, I'm going to ask you, if you can, let's all stand up. Okay. And we're going to do five little air squats. Okay. So, let's here on the camera, stand right here so you can see me. Air squats, all we're going to do is put our feet shoulder width apart. And we're just going to squat down. Ready? Here we go. Do five of these. One. And down. Two. Down. Three. Down. Four. Down. Five. And one for good luck. Ready? Down. Six. Awesome. Thanks for joining me on that, Russ. Okay. All right. Well, let's get back settled in here. All right. So the third thing we're going to talk about today is the keys to a successful exercise routine. Now, there's two major keys, very simple. I want to drill in here for you guys to understand this. The first one is to get started. Now, congratulations to all of you who follow my instructions. You have already just started. There's no more excuses. Most people get stuck here and they struggle with this so much, getting started. You see, We make up excuses in our head, right? We're waiting for the perfect moment to start. Oh, I just need to start on Monday, so I'm going to start next Monday. Oh, I have this big work project, so I can't focus right now. I'm going to wait for after that. No, we're going on vacation, so I'll do it after my vacation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we make up all these excuses and we don't get started. Well, congratulations. We've now overcome that first obstacle for you. Now the ball is in your court to keep it going. And all you have to do is focus on key number two, which is be consistent. Okay. Now, this part is all about reframing how you look at exercise and how you think about your exercise routine. And I want to put this word in your mind. We want to create a lifestyle. Okay. Exercise is not a diet. It's not something we're going to do for a few weeks. It is something that we're going to incorporate in the way that we live our daily lives from now until forever. It's going to be part of a life, our life. It is not another unsustainable fad diet. We want to build it into our brain and our personal health, physical and mental, that everything begins with a lifestyle that's incorporated with daily exercise. Right. This is a classic case of the tortoise and the hare. Right. Most people think about exercise. They want to go to the gym and lose 10 pounds and they just want to focus, focus, focus on the results. And they try to run towards it and they start doing all these unsustainable exercises. Right. I'm going to go to the gym for 2 hours and I'm going to do this. And of course, what happens? They end up quitting. They end up not maintaining it because it's just something that's unsustainable. So with this, we're going to use action number three. And this one is going to be, we want you to commit to yourself a minimum daily exercise. Something super, super simple, like what we just did. Even five air squats will make astronomical difference in your health, in your body structure, especially as we begin to age, in the amount of energy levels you have, just by doing those five air squats, which took us a whole 10 seconds to do. Every single one of you can do that. Now, why do we do this so simple? Because we want to train ourselves to create a habit about doing this, right? First thing in the morning is usually the best time that I recommend all of my students to do it. Get up in the morning, do five air squats. Before you brush your teeth, before you get up out of bed, just do them right then and there. If you can't do air squats for whatever reason, you have bad knees, your legs or whatnot, do some push-ups. If you can't do that, do some jumping jacks. I don't know. Find something that you can commit to yourself that is going to be so simple that it'd be silly of you not to get it done. Number one. Number two. 9 out of 10 times, you're going to find that you end up doing a little bit more because you feel good. You like doing it. As you get into it, you're going to little by little start increasing that amount. Now, I'll share mine. My personal commitment to myself is that I will go to the gym 5 days a week for a minimum of 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's it. That's all I have to do. Now, why do I do that? Well, number one, I know it's difficult. The most difficult part is to get out of bed, get dressed, and drive and make it inside the gym. That is the most difficult part. If I get that done and I make it to the gym, typically I may be tired. Maybe I didn't sleep well. Maybe I have a big work project to get done that day. I mean, whatever other excuse typically comes up in our life on why we don't commit or why we put the exercise aside is out the window because I'm already there. 9 out of 10 times, since I'm already there, regardless of how bad I may physically feel, I said, you know what? I'm already here. I might as well do one exercise. Right. And again, we talk about this in my point number one, which is about compounding. Think about how your life would be different if you just did one exercise every single day for the rest of your life. Where would you be in 5 years? Right? How would your body feel? How would your muscles feel versus what you're probably currently on, which is a sporadic workout here and there. Maybe you get 2 weeks in once a year, right? But I would probably say more than 300 days out of the year, you do not work out. You don't do any type of physical exercise. The compounding of that 5 minutes that I commit to myself at the gym has paid me exponential rewards. And that's why I say keep it super simple. On your good days, you're going to have great workouts. They're going to be amazing. On your bad days, hey, you might get a small little workout or whatnot. Doesn't matter, but you're going to keep the habit. And that's the most important part. Okay. For those dads out there that always ask me all the time, like, look, I really want to do this. I just don't really know what I'm doing at the gym. I created a super simple tool. I've used it and my clients have been very pleased with it. It's a, I call it a 30-minute busy dad daily workout plan. It targets all of the major muscle groups in the body for someone that wants to be going to the gym 5 days a week. At the end of this, I'm gonna let you know how you can have a copy of that for free. If anybody out there you're listening to it and you want to have that 30-minute busy dad daily workout plan so that you can use it and you can incorporate it in your life and have that full body workout 5 days a week. All right. Now, one of the most common questions I get is, Javier, can you help me become a better father and a husband? And the answer is yes, I absolutely can. The very first step is to jump on a Become a Better Dad Zoom call with me, where we'll work together and we'll discover where the gaps are that are keeping you from becoming a better dad. And we will come up with at least one action step for you to take that you can implement right away and move forward on your journey to becoming a better dad. What this means for you is that you don't have to keep spinning your wheels without seeing the results you're working so hard for. You will have the guidance of someone that has done it and can guide you down the right path. As an added incentive, each of you that schedules your Become a Better Dad Zoom call with me, I'm going to give you a copy of my 30-minute Busy Dad Daily Workout Plan as a gift, again, just for jumping on a call with me. Now, to schedule your Become a Better Dad call, I'm going to drop the link in the chat right now. Well, we can't do it here online, but that's fine. I'll post it right here on the thing. It's www.talktojavier.com. That's www.talktojavier.com. And my name, JAVIER.com. Just go there, pick a time that works for you, and I will see you there. This is a free 30-minute call that will transform the next 30 years of your life. Now, I want you all to just sit there for a second, close your eyes, and I want you to, in your mind, picture a day when your weekend is over and you're putting your kids to bed and you feel an overwhelming sense of pride for all the wonderful memories you just made with your family. Picture a day when your wife comes up to you and says, "You're such an amazing father. Thank you for the way you invest in us. It's obvious how much you care." Picture a day when the time you spend with your family is all quality time. Your marriage is better than ever, and you've been able to make your family's future secure. That's what's in store for you when you decide to become a better dad. Now, whether figuring out how to be a good father has always been a struggle, or maybe you feel like you've gotten some things figured out, but there's still some room to improve, or some of you may have been a great leader for your family and you're just ready to take it to the next level, the Become a Better Dad Zoom call is for you. Now, as I wrap up today's session, I want to leave you with one final story. In this story, while I was training for my marathon, there were many days where the training required me to push myself past my personal longest run to train the body to handle, new longer distances. And on this specific day, the training plan called for me to run a distance of 18 miles. Now, this was a distance I'd never run before, and I was pretty nervous about it. So I got up and the run started off normal, right? But everything changed when I got to the 14th mile. Every muscle in my legs was feeling like jelly. My joints were throbbing and my body was just basically shutting down. There was no way that I was going to be able to finish 4 more miles. I just felt like I was going to collapse right there. I wanted to quit. And honestly, it wasn't just for that day. I wanted to quit forever. I remember I sat down on the sidewalk and my eyes immediately filled with tears. And as the tears ran down my face and every cell in my body was slowly filling up with the feeling of, again, once again, being a failure, the only thing that I could think of was my 3 daughters. I thought about how they would look at me when I got home and them knowing that I had given up. I felt like a hypocrite because one of our Montez family values is never give up and always try again. And as the leader of our family, I was expected to be the epitome example for our family of what the values are that we're teaching our kids. Russ, I had been giving it my best for the past 5 years. I was running 6 days a week. I was running when I was tired. I was running when I was sick. I was running when it was raining. I was running on vacations. And now my body just, it could not go any further. If this was how my body felt here at 14 miles, it felt impossible that I would ever, ever in my life be able to go for another 12 miles to finish a 26-mile marathon. Out of a feeling of desperation and complete defeat, I decided that I was going to let go of my big ego and I was going to ask for help. So at that moment, I called up one of my friends who I know he's what I call an expert marathon runner, because he's completed like seven marathons in his life. And I spoke to him and I told him what was going on. I asked him a few questions. He asked me a few questions and he knew what my problem was right away. He explained the solution to me. And, I said, I can't believe I hadn't thought about it. But he taught me that basically, in a nutshell, I was burning calories way too fast and my body wasn't replenishing them during my run. So he explained to me the solution was to start incorporating consuming calories every few miles from the beginning of my run. And that would ensure that my body had enough fuel to keep going when I was pushing past distances of more than 12 miles. The next week, I implemented exactly what he said, and I completed 20 miles. A few weeks later, I successfully ran my first 26-mile marathon. I went from running eight houses to 1,844 houses. That is a 23,000% improvement. Imagine how you would feel if you had a 23,000% improvement in your parenting, a 23,000% improvement in the way you manage your money, in your personal health. On this journey of fatherhood, we all just start off walking down the path and forced to figuring out on our own. I know that most of you have done pretty well by yourself, and you've gotten this far, and that's amazing. We all eventually get to a certain point where we feel like we've hit this proverbial brick wall. And sometimes it feels like we keep pushing and we keep running, and no matter how hard, we're just spinning our wheels and we're not able to make any forward progress. We can't seem to find any more time in the day. We can't seem to save enough money. And of course, our health continues to take a back seat, because our kids are just growing up way too fast and the pressure just continues to pile on our backs. Some of you may have been there for a very long time now. I want you to know that you're not alone. I want to be here for you, like my friend was there for me, to share his guidance and his experience to get me past my brick wall. I can help speed up your financial goals and improve your health, all while creating more time with your family, with your wife and kids, so you can get back to enjoying life again. I've done it for my family, and I can help you do it for yours. Each and every one of you listening and watching this deserves to live every day as the best version of yourself. Your family deserves that. You deserve that. Let's do it together. That's my story, Russ.
Well, I would say keep sticking to it, man. Very
Thank
good. Very good.
you. Thank you. Yeah, if any of your listeners, again, they want to schedule a call, it's completely free. I offer it to all of your listeners. Just go to my website, talktojavier.com. That's TalkTojavier.com. And there'll be a link right there to my Calendly, and you'll find a time that works for you. And, I will help you in that free 30-minute call. Again, we'll see what's the possible roadblock or bottleneck that may be holding you back. And I will give you, at the very least, one action item that you can take away and implement in your life. All, again, complimentary just for your listeners.
Good deal. That's great. So, folks, take him up on that offer. I do have a question for you, Javier, about the exercise program. Is
Yes.
it necessary to go to a gym? Do you
Absolutely
need,
not.
does a person need to, sign up for a gym membership and drive the distance to and from and so on? Is that absolutely necessary?
So, it's not necessary at all. You can do so much at home just with your body weight, just with calisthenics. Again, I just jogging around my neighborhood. So I didn't go on any fancy track or not. It was all on the street and the pavement and sidewalks. Push-ups are so powerful. And as you start getting more and more into the workout routine, you find so many exercises that you can do at home without any equipment, just with your body weight. And you can live a very, very healthy lifestyle. Now,
Awesome.
when you get into it and you become more advanced, yes, a gym is recommended just because the heavier weights will help you build some more muscle. And again, there's a lot of science behind the muscle helping you live a healthier lifestyle, speeding up your metabolism. And especially as we begin to age, we want our muscles to be helping us to continue to do all the basic life functions. Like, when we travel, we want to be able to carry our suitcases, our carry-on, and be able to put on the overhead bin without help, right? We want to be able to go up and down a flight of stairs without losing our breath. So the weights will help you build muscle, and it is going to be recommended to go to a gym, but absolutely not. It is not necessary. And for 90% of the people I talk to, just doing some exercises at home is going to make a 1000% difference in your lifestyle, in the way you feel, in your energy, and most importantly, in your health, both mentally and physically.
Good point. I guess it's very true to say that some exercise is better than no exercise, right?
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
Oh,
That's
that's great. Well, this
so
was a
important.
great talk, and I hope that this resonated with some of our folks out there. Whether it's male or female, maybe it's a woman, a wife, that's going to turn to her husband and say, "Hey, you need to talk to this guy, dear husband." And so some of these tips are valuable for literally anybody. The discipline of saving money first and then getting into the investment world, the discipline of overcoming bad habits. Wow, I mean that's for everybody. And then the successful exercise. But you coined the word really right on. And it's a D word. It's called discipline. Oh, don't we hate that word? Oh my goodness. But
Yeah.
very necessary. So anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in today. You've heard it from the master. You've heard it from the expert. You've heard it from the one who has lived this through. He didn't tell us how long it took his face to come back to normal, but obviously it has. He's got a great smile and a great ability to speak and so on. So he's overcome a whole bunch of stuff, and he's in a position, guys, to help you overcome things in your lives and your families as well. So get on a call with him. Talk to Javier.com and he'll fix you up. He'll get you on a schedule and fix you up. So that's it for today. Another session of Money Talks, where we've talked, really did talk about money and the thing of health and progress in our lives. You can take some of that to the bank too. It may not be something that's a tangible dollar and cent, but it's certainly priceless in our lives. So take advantage of all that Javier has got to say and to talk to you on a personal level. So Russ here signing off for Money Talk. Anything I can do, rstcoachingacademy.com. Phone number 386-286-2450. Give us a shout. We're glad to help. Both of us are in the business of helping people. So that's what we do. So over and out for now, and we'll talk to you next time. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care, Russ.
Hi, thanks for being here today for another episode of Money Talks. I hope it was informative and encouraging to you. If it struck a chord in your heart, or if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. Visit us at rstcoachingacademy.com, call 386-286-2450, or send an email to email@rstcoachingacademy.com. Thanks again, and until next time, be great.